Sierra
and Judy
coming at you with our 13th episode.
Wow, I'm actually glad you remembered.
Thank you.
And I surprised.
Pay attention sometimes. it's like a hit or a miss. I just pay attention part of the time. But yeah, I don't even know.
It's like we've never podcasted before.
It's like we've never podcasted before. Geez. No, it's just been a week, and we are only recording on Tuesday, but it feels like a week. So, I don't know if that's a vibe for you people this week, but, that's a vibe for me. So, that's a vibe.
I know I'm thinking the song in my head as you're saying it. I'm like, gonna Instagram that story later.
You know, I literally saw you do your little dance there, and I'm like, she's totally thinking that same song in her head, and she's just grooving to it, and I love it.
It's because you played it for me once, and I'm like, yeah, that's our theme song.
Judy's like, I'm hooked. So she's like, that is truly a vibe.
So true.
It's such a great song. We'll play it in our Instagram. But yeah, so 13th episode. Welcome. Do you want to dive into our highs and lows?
I don't really like swimming, but yeah, let's dive in.
I mean, I love swimming, so I mean, I'm sorry.
It's because you're a water sign. Let's
no,
move
I'm
past
not.
This.
I'm an air sign. How dare
you? Oh yeah,
I am.
I forgot. I'm so sorry.
First of all,
air, water, it's the same.
No way.
I know. It's a joke.
I'm pretty sure that if I was a water sign, we would not get along well.
I'm a fire sign.
You are a fire sign.
More like a firecracker.
You are. You are the fireworks, baby.
It's true.
And I am just air. I guess I could be the wind beneath your wings.
Oh my gosh.
You know what?
It's been a day.
Take your half pity laugh out, okay?
My bad. All right. Tell me what your high is.
So this week we get a half day at work. I'm super jazzed because it's our holiday party, and this girl is going to take advantage and stay home. And so, because I get paid whether I go or not, and I love that for me, and I like resting. I'm very
like
interesting. So that's a whole vibe. I'm actually trying to figure out how to work from home that day so then I can just like not go in the office and then just be done at 4. So love that for me. And oh my gosh, I got to see you bowl this week on your bowling tournament thing. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It was real jazzy.
Okay. To be fair, when I started, the first three games were actually really great. And then on Monday nights usually we drink because that's just who we are. But for some reason on Friday there was some drinking. Sunday morning, apparently, like, mimosas aren't a thing at this bowling shindig. So, I think I'm not going to drink, like, a glass of beer. That's weird. And also,
I've never seen you drink beer. In our year of
friendship. I'm a stout person, actually. It's pretty astounding.
Insert knee slap.
It's not funny unless you do it. But yeah, so the first three games I was really great, and then I lost by 1 point to this girl, Stephanie, and then the rest of the time I was just pissed. I couldn't let it go. So when you got there, it was already downhill.
The mood had gone down. I came in and I tried to be the cheerleader that I could. It did not work.
But
I got to meet some adoring fans. Shout out, Miguel.
He's gonna be so pleased.
really fun though. Got to meet your boyfriend's sister. My family tree. Got it. Okay. Your boyfriend's hopefully soon to be sister-in-law, but here's to hoping, John. Here's to hope.
Yeah, here's to hoping.
Yeah. Can you just talk about that? I love that even Melissa was like, so let me talk, like, where do you guys stand about rings? And I was just
okay.
Like,
and she, yeah, she brought that up at Friday Night Cards too. She was like, just randomly, we were all talking about stuff, and she's like, so Judy, you like rose gold?
Yeah, she just kept dropping rose gold hints, and I'm just like, I love how you were like, show her what you mean, and I'm just thinking, I'm like, look, try not to look at John. I'm just like, avoid eye contact with John right now.
Okay, seriously, like, get a clue. And maybe he has a clue. Maybe he's already doing something about it. And I know that we as women are supposed to be surprised. But I want to, like, surprisingly know about it.
Trust me. I think it'll be a surprise when he finally puts more things into motion. I think you were surprised when you had a conversation with him about it. And all of a sudden, you were like, he's like, I'm thinking about it. And you were like, really?
I'm like, prove it.
You're like, show me the Carfax, okay? Show me the Carfax.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm actually more positive about it because what was it? A couple of months ago, I was just like, whatever.
Downward spiral. It's what we call depression.
Yes. Yes. Anyway.
But yeah, your high?
My high was playing my first bowling tournament. Cheers to me.
Didn't Cheers to you, well. Girl. I'm so sorry. I really wish I could have, like, you know, I'm pretty sure it was the ground. It was warped, that floor. Old building. Forest Grove is an old community. Pretty sure those floors were warped.
Yeah, I agree. The thing is, too, is that I got a ball. Woo! I bought my own ball. It's very exciting. It's a cute color, very aesthetically.
Her own bowling ball, for those who are curious on why she bought ball.
Yes. I'm a ball buyer.
It is
pretty cute, but it was my second time bowling with it, so it was just very fresh.
It, you know what, it takes time to build a new relationship, you know? You can't just, you know, I was really going to make it dirty there, and I paused.
Yes, yes, new relationship takes time. 2 years is plenty.
Not shots being fired. just saying. For those in the cheap seats in the back.
Spring for the good seats.
Spring for cold side seats on that one, my guy.
Yes, 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 yes. But and then the second part was Miguel meeting you, because it was very hilarious when I told him that you might be coming, and he was like, oh, Sierra, like, from the podcast? Yes, apparently the only one of us that is a celebrity.
Well, he gets to see you all the time. I'm a new face.
But you know what? We're both podcast.
I'm the single one in the podcast, though. Maybe he's like, opportunity.
Is he married? I'm pretty sure he's married, but it's fine. Cool.
I don't know. I just work here.
It's all right.
No, he was so nice. Meeting everyone was fun. I thought there was going to be more of you. Not to be like, when you say a bowling league, I'm just like, I envision like a baseball team.
So there are a lot more. So on my league, there's 5 people, but that was just a tournament. So it was just a 3-team tournament.
Gotcha.
It was legit.
Well, everyone was fantastic, though.
Yeah, we were the only team that was outfit coordinated. We all wore the same jersey.
I thought it was really funny when Miguel was like, you're not, you need to take off your jacket. It's not, you're not able to see the jersey.
I know.
It's a fun time. I'm like,
he's a silly one.
Go Miguel being fashion forward, okay? Like,
I know. Oscar. It's just a very tight shirt. I don't really like it.
I enjoyed it.
It has a boob zipper.
It had a boob zipper.
So, but it has my name on the back. That's pretty cool. Anyways, what was your low?
Dude, I got a migraine on Saturday, and I was not about it. And I keep getting them. And it's like, you know what? Opt out. I'd like to just simply opt out. What?
No, I agree.
Just because we're doing this through shit, what is this? Google Meets does not mean that you would just sit there and make faces at me now.
I would do it in person anyways, so it's fine.
In the 13 episodes that we have done, I don't think I've ever seen you make faces at me.
You had me wink at you last week.
That's not making a face. That's a compliment.
It uses your face.
You use your face, yes, but making a face in a goofy, silly way, very different.
Sort of.
There was one time, David, I was on the phone with someone, and David started making, like, weird faces at me, and I was just like, stop it.
I know, that would be the worst, when you're on with a member.
And I'm, like, trying to read things, and I'm like, He's like, taking rubber bands, and he's like trying to tease me, and I'm like, my guy. I kept it strong though. I held it all the way through. I didn't make any giggles, no nothing. I was proud of myself. So then when I ended the call, I looked at him and I'm like, you.
I'm gonna kill you.
But yes, migraines, I don't like them. I got a really bad one. Enough that both my parents were very nice to me about it. It was very nice.
Oh, that is nice.
Mm-hmm. Generally, my father tells me that I need to go running or do something, some sort of exercise, some sort of strengthening. But no. I got support, and I was like, interesting. Tell me more.
I've all never felt this before.
I was like, are my days numbered?
Oh, gosh.
Is this when you tell me the doctor has told you something that I don't know?
I don't think that's how that works, but that's funny.
It's how I feel any time that someone shows me, like, a shred of kindness, like, when I don't get it very often. Like, when my manager said something nice, and I was like, are my days numbered? Am I okay?
I remember those.
Should I make arrangements? I know that I just signed up for the... I just finished my 401k, and I have assigned a beneficiary, so if you need to let me know now.
What's a 401k?
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 Yeah, that one.
You said 401k.
401k. I said okay. It fast. I'm an Aquarius. We jumble all of our words. It comes out blah, blah, blah.
Like the wind, quick and speedy.
Yes. YOLO.
Work.
Oh, it only took 2 episodes for that to change.
I'm just in the most important, most expensive, most detail-oriented, most steps, most all of the things about
time
it
of your life. Mm-hmm.
Promotion. So, and it's the most important one of the year, so I'm just like
and the night comes
and unfortunately the day comes again.
I feel that. God, I've been feeling that. I keep waking up, and I keep every morning I think I wake up at the last minute, and then I look at how much PTO I have left, and then I finally get my butt out of bed. I'm like,
the
no,
motivation is soon. Amazing. Huh? The motivation.
Oh, it's the most depressing.
Oh my gosh.
That's I look at my funny. Measly 3 hours and 50 minutes of PTO and I just cry a little. So I can spend that 3 hours and 50 minutes crying about the lack of having PTO. So that's great.
I get it. So, I get it.
Fun time. But yeah. So yeah, Christmas is coming up, so I'm sure you have all the work promotions for Christmas.
Yeah, we just have a really big one right now that,
which I find delightful. Your little hide, find the gnome thing.
Oh, that one. It was just a cute little one I snuck in there.
It's cute. And especially since gnomes apparently are like the rage now. First of all, can I ask you, when and where did the gnome rage come out of? Like, where did that come from?
You know, I don't even know because wasn't it just like, I'm trying to think, just like maybe 3 years ago, if that, gnomes were still considered creepy.
And they still are.
Yet yeah, but America when they're on a Christmas banner that says Merry Christmas or there's gnome place like home.
So but cute. Here's the thing. We love a good pun and that's, I'm wondering if that's how they wormed their way so, into our hearts.
Next year, and I'm really upset that I had already run all the ads, all the social media, everything for it. But next year, we're going to call it Gnome on the Roam.
That's genius.
I know. I didn't come up with that. So
who did?
My guy, JT, in the back room. So
good job, man.
Yeah. I know, but yeah.
Yeah, gnomes are like, they're trying to make them year round. Like, remember in mm-hmm. during Halloween, there were Halloween gnomes?
Yeah.
And like, first of all, like, who invited you here?
They started in summer for garden stuff and just have really hit every season.
Yeah, they really skyrocketed, and I'm like, Who let you into these different parts of these holidays? First of all, I guess gnomes could be considered scary, especially for Halloween.
Yeah, but Halloween gnomes has got to be the weirdest collection for me.
100% sure. You don't go skeletons, ghosts, monsters, no. Like, that's not the order that she goes in.
No, you do not.
Mm-hmm. I like your pun there.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Shall we dive into our newer segment?
We shall. For right now, we're going to call it According to My Zodiac.
TBD on name.
It's true. Because we could probably come up with something clever, so stay tuned.
More jazzy.
This Zodiac of the Week is how your Zodiac sign celebrates the holiday season. We're starting with Leo because, of course, I always need to be in the spotlight, so let's just keep it real.
Sure.
Sure. All right.
All right, Leo, go for it.
All right. Oh, yes, I'm a Leo. Leo is all of what?
Said surprise.
Not really. All right.
Go.
Leo is all about the festivities this year, so you'll most likely find her jamming along to the holiday tunes. Very true. And getting ready to go caroling with friends. Not true. You've probably been perfecting your Christmas playlist for months now, and no, it isn't weird to start listening to it on repeat before Thanksgiving, which I did. And I'm not mad about it.
Blech. I'm not a Christmas person, so good for you. But good job, Leo. Good job, Leo.
I think yours is pretty-ish okay, if you want to go ahead and read that one.
Yeah. So Aquariuses love the holiday season, but she is really looking forward to the start of a new year. You most likely already have your New Year's resolution written out, and you're ready to kick next year's ass. You know what? Damn right I am. I mean, I don't think I've got my resolutions all written out.
Who does?
New one. But I think that, I mean, especially after COVID, I don't know how many people are really doing New Year resolutions. I think they're just doing resolutions for the year because it changes so much with COVID. So, I don't know. I just spoke here.
I understand. We're also going to read Sagittarius and Capricorn because those are the month we're in. So, that's how it's going to be. Yeah.
Yep.
Sagittarius, the holidays are all about spending time with your friends, and that is exactly what you plan on doing this year. Whether that means decorating the Christmas tree while drinking champagne or ice skating and flirting with cute guys, you and your friends are attached at the hip all season long. First of all, who is out there ice skating gracefully?
I'm sorry. This is much better than the Aquarius, how are you vacationing? Because, I'm sorry, going from drinking coffee at a bookstore to scaling a mountain. I mean, this person at least
gets... Wow, that one really, really had an impact on you, didn't it?
First of all, you can keep that scaling mountain to yourself. But... but drinking champagne while decorating the tree seems nice. Or ice skating. That seems more realistic than scaling a mountain in Japan.
Well, I can't even with you. Oh my gosh. You do scale a mountain every day when you come to my house and you have to walk up the side of a cliff.
Yes, true. I do get elevation sickness when... Or maybe that's just me winded when I get to the top of your house.
I even get winded and I live here.
Get winded halfway down or halfway through and I'm like, do I continue on?
That's why I opted for the garage, because it was straight across.
Valid.
Versus down the hill. All right.
But I love that yours is like a part, like your garage is letter J for J.
I know. It's really cute actually how that worked out.
Kismet. Love it. Okay, so Capricorn. Mm-hmm. Nothing is more important to a Capricorn than spending the holidays with their family. You feel like the holiday spirit the most when you are surrounded by everyone, including your annoying little cousins you only see once a year. All that matters is that the whole family comes together to celebrate the holidays.
Glad that one is not me, because I'm not a Capricorn, luckily, because Nunu does not fit.
I'm trying to think if I know any Capricorns. I think my other friends are Cancers. Pretty sure my other friends are all Cancers.
Yeah.
I think you're now my only fire sign.
That's probably for the best. We don't get along with others.
Yeah. I support you in every endeavor.
I know.
Fun time.
All right, Sierra.
But yeah.
It's time.
To party?
No.
Darn.
No. It's time to have your cake and eat it, too.
Ah.
Do you like what I did there?
Talking about, yeah. You must be referring to what you're eating, then.
Yeah, dessert edition.
Yeah. I like it. Dessert edition? Yes, queen. I love that. Okay, so our favorite dessert places is what we're kicking off with this one. So... I'll start with one of mine. I've said it once. I'll say it again. I'll say it for the cheap seats in the back. I love milk tea. Milk plus tea in Beaverton. It is a boba place, but it's not just a boba place. You can also get your boba without the boba, and you can get just the milk tea. You can get your boba a la mode. So you can add ice cream on top, and they have all different types of ice cream. I'm obsessed. And now they have their holiday edition, and I saw some that are specific to the Portland area, and I'm obsessed. I think they had like some sort of ginger spice one, and I was
I'm here for it.
I'm like, tell me more.
I'm so here for it. I would actually even do like a peppermint matcha.
Peppermint matcha?
Yeah.
I've never thought of that combo before.
Yeah, so a little Starbucks hack. If you get a green tea frappuccino and take one, so let's just say it's a grande. So you do a grande green tea frappuccino with 2 scoops of matcha powder, 1 scoop of vanilla bean powder, and 1 pump peppermint. It changes your life. It's so good. It tastes like a Christmas peppermint patty. It's the best thing ever.
Oh, this is really cool, by the way, just to let you know. I love the tip, thank you. Milk tea in Beaverton get 50% off if you set up a toy drive with, let's see here, Dornbecker. From now, which was 5 hours ago, until December 20th, if you bring in a new toy with tags valued $10 or more, you can get 50% off at their location. So you're paying for the drink, half of it, and then paying for a toy.
I get it. I get what they're trying to do. But honestly, like,
that's so much
money. I mean, Dutch Brothers is offering the same thing, but with a free drink. And Starbucks is doing something similar, but with a free drink. And even we are doing something with, like, $9,000 in prizes. So, I understand that, but just give the free drink.
Yeah, that would make sense at that point. Just do a free drink. So, their holiday drinks right now for milk tea, they have a drink called, let's see here. Their ginger spice is blended snow with gingerbread and brown sugar. I'm also jazzed about that. They have a peppermint white chocolate cold brew.
Ooh, I could get on board with that.
It's called Slade. I love the word pun there. I love it. White chocolate caramel cold brew. Dolce de Christmas. And peppermint mocha cold brew. They're PMCB. And then they had one that's a classic milk tea with a touch of dark chocolate peppermint bombed with cookies and cream.
That seems like a lot.
Do you want to go into a diabetic coma?
No.
Well, the nice thing, though, is I think that you can choose, like, how sweet you want it to be.
Oh, that is nice. I do like that option.
Yep. Yours, sweetheart?
My first one is Pix Patisserie. It's, I think it's in Southeast Portland. I haven't been there in a hot minute. But they have a vending machine, and they put everything in there fresh at 10 a.m. They're actual artistic grilled desserts. It's not like a package of Oreos in a vending machine. Sorry, John.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Yes. Yeah. And then every day they have happy hour from midnight to 4 a.m. where everything is 20% off.
Where is this at?
I think it's in Southeast.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Can't they bring one in, like, Beaverton area? Like, somewhere safe?
I know.
Not somewhere where...
I know, which is why I haven't been there in a while, but... It's been okay.
Hot minute.
All right, what's your second one?
Bannings! Ugh, if you like good pie and you happen to be in the Tigard area, this is for you.
This is for you. Or if you like... car rides,
or if you like pie houses, and have nowhere to go. If you're all dressed up with nowhere to go and you want to get some pie, go to Banning's. They have a really great breakfast. They're open later. I don't remember exactly what their hours are, but they've got some bomb ass pie and cake. So highly recommend. I think their lemon meringue pie is probably my favorite. I know I'm scared of commitment, but I think I'm ready to commit. I think lemon meringue pie is probably like my favorite pie.
So I'm just going to vouch for their cake real quick because I got it last time.
Oh my gosh, she got the chocolate cake.
It's like seven layers, first of all. When they have it in the case, it's like, oh, this cake is cute. When they cut it and put it on your plate, it's like, wow, this cake could eat you.
That cake looked like it meant business.
It took me 3 days to eat it, and I'm not ashamed to admit that. It was freaking huge, and no one wanted to share it with me, so I was on my own, which I'm not complaining about. But
no, I took a bite.
It was great. Oh, yeah, you did take a bite. Yeah, helpful.
It was incredibly rich, so I was kind of... Yeah. And I'm not a huge chocolate person to begin with.
For chocolate cake, it actually wasn't as rich as some other ones that I've had, which is a really nice refresher.
I love that for you. It was great.
Thank you.
It's pretty good, I have to say.
Yeah, their Elvis pie is a hunk of burning love for sure. I tried to think of one real quickly, and that was the first one for some reason.
It's a good one, for sure. Love,
yeah.
But yeah.
All right.
So yeah. Another one for me is Crumble Cookie. I think for me, sweets, I haven't been, like, craving sweets a lot lately. So I like the fact that Crumble, you could just do, like, a little cookie if you wanted. And they've got some fun flavors.
I would like to know, and I think the fans would like to know, what the actual fuck you mean by little cookie.
No, I mean, like, if you want to break it up, like, you can have cookie, whatever, however portion you want.
Yeah,
like,
let the record show the cookie is as little. Big as your head, and you have to split it up to have a normal size portion.
Okay, I don't think it's the size of your head, but close enough.
If I put one of their cookies on my head, I'm pretty sure they'd be the same size. Let's test it out.
We should test out. I was going to literally just say, like, let's test this theory. But yeah, there's a location in Sherwood now, and granted, I don't get cookies very often. I know I didn't put it down here, so I do have to apologize, but, Nordstrom has the most amazing lemon ricotta cookie that I dream about all the time. That's the only cookie that I'm like, I'm willing to like
lay down
I will lay down my life for that cookie. There's times where people like it's sold out and I'm like, please, this is the only thing good that I have in my life, please. Those were some dark ass days at Nordstrom. I was just like, please, anything for that cookie, please. I would go in the beginning of the morning. I'd go to them and I'd be like, please, a cookie, sir. A lemon ricotta. Something to get me through my day. Because I don't think I have the strength to go on. Unfortunately, I did because I was broke. So, but yeah, Crumble Cookie, amazing. Yoles.
The second one I put down was Rimsky Krasovsky's house, which I probably said wrong, but it's fine. It is off of Southeast Morrison. Nope. I don't know, but Google. It's up by 12th and Hawthorne, up a couple streets. So, and it's in an okay neighborhood. It's fine over there still, sort of.
Define okay. Can we do a segment where we rate the neighborhoods of where we're sending people?
No.
You may get mugged in this area. We're not sure.
No one would ever go to the places we recommended if we also had to rate the area location.
I suggest safe spaces in Beaverton.
Right now, just write these places down, and when it's safe, you may journey out. Just get your hopes up now. But they're really cool because they have, first of all, they have dark lighting, which I really appreciate because we don't need to sit in a place that's brighter than the sun.
Ambiance
is the word. They have a bathroom, a weird bathroom, so check it out. I'm not going to say why. Just visit it.
It looks like it's over off of Alder and...
Yeah, like 17th.
Something like that?
Yeah.
It is next to a Morrison Market, if that helps. You were close.
Sure. Yes. The last one. The staple of Portland. Papa Haydn's.
I once. It was good.
I'm going to give them a less shout out just because 4 years ago on my birthday, I had this salted caramel tort that I absolutely loved, and they've never brought it back. And honestly, I just feel really rejected and hurt and lost. So it's going to be a 3.5 stars for me.
I'm so sorry. Are you okay?
Not really.
I'm a licensed mental health.
My gosh. This is something that
I'm a certified mental health first aid responder. Do you need to talk to me in a different room?
Yes, could you please go down to your living room?
Meet me in my brother's room. We'll have a conversation. Step into my office, don't you?
Step into my office. Do you actually have an office?
Semi-functional? Yes, we do. Oh my god, I forgot to tell you. We're getting a couch this week.
Oh, that's very exciting.
I'm super jazzed on that. So, just wanted to tell you.
Good, I'll come sit on it when it's arrived and give you my thoughts.
ADHD Sierra just kicks in like that.
Well, what can you do?
It's a fun time. Okay, you ready to start on the next?
Yeah. Go.
All right, so let's dive into Whatcha Flicks It. Judy, do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go first?
I will start. Literally nothing. My next category will be holiday movies because that's where I'm at in life. There are no holiday shows. Yes, I can watch Christmas Friends, and yes, I have, but still.
And that's something we will put out, but not yet. Because it's not the time.
It's always the time. It will be. But Sierra doesn't feel like it's time. So that's where we are in life.
I'll look into it.
Thank you.
I have one Christmas movie to contribute to this one, okay?
I know, I'm actually really proud of you.
I'm pretty sure in therapy they call this a breakthrough.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. So I have two shows. I'm watching the third season right now. I'm behind on the times. But Good Girls. Have you seen Good Girls?
I think so. I saw the first season.
Rio? Oh my god. I'm pretty sure that I'm obsessed with someone saying, "Hey, Ma." Like, in the most attractive way that he says it, like, I'd love to find the clip just because I was like, ah. I didn't realize that that was something I was into. So, now I know. You just have to say it the way Rio says it. We're fine. So, that's a good show. Do you want to toss in your Christmas stuff?
Yeah, we might as well. The first one I put down is Christmas Cupid. If you guys are looking for an OG that has Chad Michael Murray in it, you've hit the jackpot. This is him in, like, his One Tree Hill days, so you're welcome.
Love that for you.
Yeah, it's on Hulu. P.S.
I love Chad Michael Murray. He's just...
He was so innocent and pure in these movies that I'm just like, all right. All right, 2002. Okay. I see what you did.
Have you seen him in Riverdale? He's in Riverdale.
I'm going to say something that maybe some people won't like.
You don't like that show?
I haven't seen any episode of Riverdale. And I've only seen one episode of Stranger Things, if we're being really honest.
Add to cart.
I can't look at you right now, so if you're saying anything to me, I don't know.
Add to cart. We're going to add that to our list. I'll be honest, I have not seen the third season of Stranger Things. You know why? Do you want to know why? Listen to me. I brought my dad in on this, okay? My dad loves Super 8. He loves those types of shows and those movies where it's kind of like the retro 80s vibe, but it's not in the 80s and it's more modernized, and it's just great. I brought my dad on it. Dad loves Stranger Things. My dad got caught up with season 1 and season 2, and I'm like, great. I finally have a parent that I can watch a show with. And my dad and I don't do a lot of stuff like this. So I was like, this is my one opportunity with my dad that we can watch something together. He listened to you. We watched all of it. Season 3 on the plane coming back from Hawaii.
The whole season? Like,
yeah. He watched all of it on his way. Because you had a long flight. I mean, layovers and such. He watched it. And I think he was on the last episode. And my mom was like, weren't you going to watch that with Sierra? And I would, when he told me the betrayal that I felt.
Did he at least save the last episode for you?
Well, yeah, but I was like, by the time, I'm like, we won't share it together. You've moved on. R.I.P. But yeah, we're going to watch. My dad and I need to actually watch the... We're going to rewatch this third season, and then we'll launch to the fourth season. It's pretty good, though. Riverdale is pretty good, too. There are some moments where I'm like, hello. Hello. I have to remember, hello. I'm into the bad boy, but I won't marry the bad boy.
Maybe I'll give it a look-see. I... Just now with traveling, like, tomorrow and Thursday, I'm going to be in Lincoln City. And honestly, I should just stay down there. But it's only an hour drive, so. I'm already tired.
If you stay down there, I'll drive. I'll come see you.
Oh, perfect.
On Thursday.
Next week when I start going to Olympia, I'll probably end up going on Fridays, and then I will be staying the night, coming back Saturday mornings.
I'll go with you. Into the night.
Into the night. I know, but I have to leave on Friday mornings.
I'll meet you there in Olympia. Rush and dash up there. I'll just work from home. You're from there. I'll just be like,
I'll just work from the car. I'm sorry, my connection is bad. I'm gonna have to let you go. I'm going through a tunnel.
I'm pretty sure our big boss, I guess, was working from a library today, so there's that.
Well, you know, you do what you can.
Do what you got.
I was at the downtown Newburgh, the Coffee Cat, and mm-hmm. there was a guy in the corner yelling at, you know, the person in his meeting, but he had one of those, it always cracks me up when I see people with old technology, so he had one of those, like, Bluetooth headsets, but it was, like, wired, so it wasn't Bluetooth, it was wired in, but it had, like, the mouthpiece, so he looked like a telemarketing receptionist. Mm-hmm. And he's, like, yelling at his
fun
camera. Just like, sir, you're in a public space.
It's a fun time.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't even know what's going on.
I don't even know what's going on.
What's another one for you?
I did Holiday Inn What?
Oh, did you do another one? I don't know. I just work here. Did I go? Oh, yeah. No, go for it.
Holiday in Handcuffs. It's an oldie but goodie. Don't even get me started. I can, like, picture it all in my head. Mario Lopez and Melissa Joan Hart. Such a classic.
It's a good movie.
Yes. That means a lot coming from Sierra, so you know that it's legit.
Ed, what's about... If you're recovering from sort of ailment like me.
What about for you, since we're going back and forth between holiday movies and Flixen?
Okay, I just added another one because it is coming out, and I'm so excited. Oh, God. Okay, I'm sorry. The Witcher. I know you're not a fan, and I'm really sorry. You're missing out, though. I mean, damn.
You are a fan. How dare you?
The guy who is the Witcher, I'm obsessed. Like, Geralt of Rivera, I wouldn't mind doing whatever you needed, like, at all. Like, you, sir, have no business looking like that. Such a good show. The storyline is very interesting. I do like the fact that the story is you kind of almost go forward in time and backwards in time until you finally, like, hit the end, and it's, like, present time. It's kind of cool. But season 2 comes out on the 17th, and I just binged the first season again. It's, like, for the first time. He's so hot.
I've got to go. I'm going to leave you here with a moment in yourself.
Oh my God, though. It's just such a good show. And then he's fantastic. There's just something about that low, raspy voice.
No, I understand. I put down Holiday Engagement. I think that's what it's called. To be honest, I'm pretty sure. It's on Netflix, but it's about this girl who is going to take her fiancé home for the holidays, and then he ends up breaking up with her. Spoiler alert. And so she interviews and hires a fake fiancé for the event, and it's pretty funny.
I don't think I've seen it. Is that the one with, did you talk about that one on the pod last?
You know, I feel like I might have, but it's good enough to have been talked about again.
Oh my gosh, I'm totally blanking on her name, but she's been in, like, a lot
of... Oh, Christina Applegate.
Yeah.
I saw that. Oh my God, so when you wrote that down, I was like, oh great, another one of Sierra's scary kill everyone movies or shows. But now that you're talking about it, I'm like, oh, yeah, I saw that. It was really good.
Dead to Me is phenomenal. They are coming out with another season, so I'm so incredibly jazzed. If you haven't seen it, Dead to Me is a woman who is mourning the loss of her husband, and trying to pick up the pieces, and a new person enters her life who actually...
Don't, like, give it all away.
Has more to do with the story. And she has more to do with the story. I won't give it all away. But she becomes, like, this vital part of her family and learns a dark truth about her. And it's so good. It's good enough that my mom watched it. I mean, because it's not like a scary murder, even though it says dead to me. It's not a scary, like...
No. It reminds me a lot of that Shia LaBeouf movie that they did.
Disturbed?
Yeah. Where it's, like, kind of suspenseful, but it has a great storyline.
It was really good, I have to say. But the girl who... all I can see is her from Scooby-Doo, the live-action.
Oh my gosh, yeah, Velma. When she's Velma.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I thought about that too. How funny is that?
Well, and the mom, so she's in it, but she was also in, like, Daddy's Home and Daddy's Home 2. And I pointed out to my parents because they were watching Daddy's Home 2 the other night, because it's a Christmas movie. And so... you know, I was like, all I can see is her, you know, as Velma. I can't see her anything past. Do you have that moment too? Do you have moments like that where you like see an actor and you're like, I can't see you anything past your role? Like just one yes. role.
Yes. Every single time.
Like, I mean, I know.
Yeah.
I know Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Freddie Prinze Jr. Will always be
friend.
Yep.
And I mean, like, and that's hard too. I was watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and I'm like, I know that this was before
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Her Daphne.
I know. You know, now that we're talking about it, I just want to say something about how She's All That is a classic. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's a classic, and I say this with not a heavy heart but a pissed off heart, that making a He's All That into some stupid, unthoughtful, unartistic piece of crap is insulting to everyone, especially me. So.
And I'm pretty sure Judy is holding back, so you're welcome.
I'm just pissed off, like, that I loved that movie. Hearing Kiss Me when she's, like, coming out of the bathhouse to mm-hmm. the swimming pool, I'm just like, it's an iconic scene. And they just made a mockery out of He's All That, I feel like. It's like what they did with Boy Meets World.
Oh, interesting. Well, I don't think I've ever seen that, so that's good to know. But not that I'm, like, out there searching for it.
But you don't need to be searching for it.
The fun time. But yeah, is there any other... Oh, my hat! My only one that I have for Christmas! I forgot.
Yes?
Happiest Season on Hulu. Only reason why I like it and I love it is that it has Dan Levy in it. Love him. He is just as witty, just as charming, and just as fabulous as he is in Schitt's Creek. So, add to cart. I adore his role in that so much. That's the only reason why I wanted to watch it. Because I love Dan Levy.
Well, now I'm going to have to watch it. So, thanks for that.
And I'm... Yeah, I mean, it's a weird storyline, because it's about a lesbian couple that go to one of the girls, or one of, like, the partner's family's house, but she hadn't come out to her family yet.
Oh, I think I saw a trailer for this.
I showed you the trailer for this.
I think Sierra showed me a trailer for this.
Yeah, it's... Anything with Dan Levy, I'm like, hi.
Is that the one that has Kristen Stewart?
Unfortunately, yes, it is. So, I mean, her part in it wasn't as great. It's going to be just as a wonderful performance as she portrays in Twilight.
And in all of her movies. Stiff face, kind of feels like maybe someone shoved something up her butt and she just looks uncomfortable.
I can't tell if she's like... a victim of human trafficking.
She has no human emotion. Like, I don't understand
I don't understand. I don't either. Other than that, it does have some other big people in there too. But I can't remember their names, so that's a fun time. The only one that stands out in my heart is Dan Levy. The eyebrows over there. Such a sweet guy. I love him. He's just so funny. I love him in Schitt's Creek.
I think he's on our VIP guest list, so stay tuned.
Yeah. Yeah. We need to have Dan Levy. I am pretty sure that I would die. Because I just love him. Enough that I will watch a Christmas movie.
I know, that is pretty intense.
As a participant. And I just love his part. He wasn't on it a lot, but he was, he made it impactful. But yes, I have a holiday movie for the people. Can we dive? So I'm actually really excited to hear about this.
Oh, dear.
I'd love to know.
Oh, no.
Can we? You want to tell me about your pet peeves this week, Jeannie?
Oh, my gosh. Which one should I start with?
Probably the funniest one.
Okay.
And the laughter starts.
I just don't understand. It's not even the audacity, just like the stupidity of people. And yes, I'm broadcasting this because no one from work listens to my podcast. And honestly, they probably feel the same. But I have a manager at a store who, when I do promotional emails, I send out very detailed information about, there's like a dog barking outside, and I'm just like, I don't understand. This is a dog-free apartment area. Actually, side note, I saw a dog coming out of someone's apartment the other day, and I was like, ooh.
Don't be that neighbor, though. Let the people have a dog.
I'm definitely not saying anything to anyone. I could honestly care less. I just thought it's pretty funny.
It would be nice if your downstairs neighbor wouldn't smoke marijuana, but that's different.
Or anything, really. Okay, but
maybe on to the email.
Thinking maybe it is from downstairs. But honestly, it wouldn't surprise me. The dog barking. Yeah, right.
Which is funny because I have the dogs. Since we're doing this through Zoom or Google Meets, I'm the one who has the barky dogs.
I know. I heard Tucker earlier.
Gosh, his girlfriend, aka my brother's best friend, came home and he's obsessed with her.
Why are you so obsessed with me?
It's probably something she wants to know. But he's in love with her. And it's the cutest thing ever.
Was Tucker barking just a few minutes ago?
I think he was, because I think Kenzie came home.
Okay, maybe that's what I heard. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I just work here.
Okay. So I send out these promotional emails that are pretty detailed about like what specific promo is coming up in the week or month, depending on what it is. I'm very thorough. And yes, I put everything in an email because calling someone over the phone and talking to them is too much. Apparently putting in an email is too much too.
That's a vibe.
But I never get a response back from my two managers. One of the managers is still responsive when I go down to the stores. He's fine. The second one, nothing. When I go down there, it's a cold shoulder, and the audacity.
Maybe you just need to do what I did and compliment his hair and his eyebrows.
No, I'm not doing that. He doesn't deserve it. When I was like setting up a table and everything, how it was supposed to be for a sale, he like went off to the side. I was telling his assistant manager that he was just going to change it when I left. I'm going to fight him.
Do you want me to fight him? I'm a customer.
Yes. But, so, just background, so they don't respond to emails, no matter the length.
Helpful.
This guy has the audacity to send me an email entitled Holiday Party, to which he would like to know what's going to be on the menu for the Christmas party we had.
Had or have?
Like, had.
Oh.
So he did it a couple weeks ago. He wanted to know what the menu was. He sent that to me in an email, okay? I responded to him. Then he proceeds to ask me what room it's going to be in. Is it buffet style? Dude, I'm not even in charge of the Christmas party. So you can respond to me about menu items and what's going to fill your belly, but you can't respond to me about your, you know, job that's filling your paycheck?
Yes. Most people will trump food over money.
Now he's asking about some stupid items on a list that I'm not giving him because it has nothing to do with him. I'm the one setting it. Calm down.
This is where you insert to take a chill pill.
I seriously cannot. So that's like a two-in-one. It's my coworkers asking stupid questions and emails not being responded to. Also, the best thing today was when I was gathering all of the supplies for the promotion we're having starting next week. They're sitting on the table in my office. Like, the physical prizes are sitting on the table. One of my coworkers walked in. I swear they looked at the pile and said, "Do you have any of the gifts that we're giving away next week?" Nope.
Are they handing out the audacities in plenty?
Like, there's nothing else in my office. The desks have not arrived. The space is not adequately pleasing. Rob and I haven't put plants in theirs yet. It's white walls and all of these gifts sitting on the table. But yes. Yes, go ahead and ask me.
And the pipes are not piping.
Anyways, obviously I had some moments.
I feel like we should look at, like, we should look into, like, kickboxing or some sort of type of boxing. I feel like that would be therapeutic.
I think it would be. Oh, maybe a rave therapy room.
Oh, God. I would love to go to a smash it room or whatever, the break it rooms or whatever.
There's one in Vancouver. I know. It's called Outraged.
Let's look into that because that sounds dope.
I know. And you can, there's a bring your own stuff option. There's a lot of cool things. We should look into it. All right. I'm really jazzed for you to just spend the next amount of time
for someone
talking.
Who said I'll never have tea to spill.
I never said that. Tea. You were the one who was like, I don't really do a lot of celebrity gossip.
I don't normally. It's just been a lot of stuff that I've been collecting and hearing, and I don't know, I just work here.
Well, here we go. Sierra?
Hello. I would like to bring you spilling the tea. Sources have revealed that Channing Tatum has confirmed that we will have a Magic Mike 3. Oh my God, I'm so jazzed.
What a great Christmas present.
To the world. Not just to America. To the world. when they write the song Joy to the World, were they anticipating a Magic Mike 3? Out of curiosity.
They must have
asking
been.
For a friend. They knew it was coming. A Christmas present unto all. But yeah, gotta love a good Channing Tatum moment. In other news, Demi Lovato is now no longer California sober, which means drinking and smoking weed. She is now sober. She feels like being sober is the best way to handle her sobriety. And so she is no longer going to be what's called California sober. I don't know what that meant. I didn't know what that meant
Me
before
either.
I heard that. I was like, what is this? So, yes, it's a fun time. Apparently, I'm California sober. So, hey, me. I can now say I'm California sober and mean it. Put some heart behind it. But that's a nice thing. Also, I saw, I don't know if it's true, but I saw on the World Wide Web that Prince William had a cyber relationship with Britney Spears, and I have some follow-up questions.
I saw that, and I was like, what the actual, actual?
Like, I'm super confused on what this means. I mean, what does it truly mean? I mean, I'm curious. Let's see. Let me go and pull up some more. I want to pull up the information.
Oh my gosh, you're so funny.
You know what? When you ask me to spill the tea, I'm gonna fucking spill the tea. So,
delivery at its finest.
It's a fun time. Prince William had a cyber relationship with Britney Spears and Lauren Bush before Kate Middleton. Apparently he had a crush on Cindy Crawford. That's nice. So let's see here. When, so apparently there was some sort of book, a claim was made by best-selling author Christopher Anderson in his new book titled Brothers and Wives, Inside the Private Lives of William, Kate, Harry, and Meghan. In it, Anderson alleged that Prince William, who is second in line to the throne, connected with Britney Spears and even Lauren Bush virtually before his 2011 marriage to Kate Middleton. William and Spears tried to get back together when they were young. He also had a kind of familiar cyber relationship with Lauren Bush, the model and niece of President George W. Bush, Anderson recently told U.S. Weekly. Zam!
Honestly, I can't see any of... I can't... Like, I couldn't see any of them working out except for Kate. I mean...
Well...
Yeah.
And I'm super confused, like... When was that? Because she's been in a conservatorship for 13 years. When was daddy going to allow her to have a cyber relationship with the prince? Like
13 years previous?
Would have to be.
Well, yeah, because him and Kate got married in 2011, which was 10 years ago. They were dating for 2 years before that. So, yeah.
Were they that together that long?
Like dating? I think he was courting her for quite a while. I don't know the exact specifications, but
yeah. Britney Spears, we have some questions.
Yeah, so if you could just reach out to us,
that'd be great. Like, I know we're still working our way up, but Britney, can you just let us know?
But Britney, yeah,
Britney babe. In other sad news, I did want to bring it up and sending a lot of love to Nick Cannon. His 5-month-old son, Zen, died of a brain tumor, of brain cancer. Unfortunately, he lost his fight, and it's so sad. I don't even know how to pronounce the name of what he had. I don't even want to attempt.
Yeah, it's pretty rare, too.
It's very rare. But, I mean, that's just so incredibly sad. I can't even imagine. I mean, for a parent to outlive their child, I've heard, is probably the worst thing in the whole wide world. But to have them taken away so young, and barely able to, like, experience life, and what they experienced was just a lot of, I'm sure, what's a lot of pain. I'm just, our heart goes out to them.
That, too, at that age, you can't express pain. So, like, not being able to know, like, what the hurts pain and scale. How yeah, of what, yeah. That's just, it's more devastating because they can't talk about anything. But
granted, I'm 27 and I can't express my pain level either, but I'm here.
No, the picture of him crying just like, oh, it broke my heart.
All of it breaks my heart. I mean, losing a loved one is hard, but I mean, losing a 5-month-old baby, like, I can't even imagine. Just can't even imagine. That's got to be hard. But yeah, we just wanted to send our condolences out and send love. So, RIP Zen. Ready to dive into add to cart?
Ka-ching.
Ka-ching. It's what my bank account hears. And it's like, gone away.
Mine's a lot of, are you sure you need that?
I strongly relate to the GIF that was put out a long time ago where it's like the cat receives, I think it's a cat. A cat gets money and then another cat takes the money away from the cat. And it's just like me getting my paycheck, rent, bills, all these other things taken away. I'm like, yeah, same. Want to dive?
Let's dive. The first one I put down because I ordered it. No big deal. I got a Microsoft Surface for work, and I love it. I realized today that the pen it came with has an eraser at the top. So, yeah, you can erase like an eraser. It's pretty crazy. So, I'm in love.
Is it rose gold? Get yourself a
Microsoft Surface. No, it didn't come in that color. It came in stupid silver or black. I wanted the black one, but it was more expensive. Don't even get me started.
So, my colors...
Yes. My keyboard is black. That's aesthetically pleasing.
That's good. So you have the silver and black?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was one that came faster. I would have had to wait 3 weeks for the black one. You know what? I could spray paint it. If I really needed it to be black.
Or get a cover. There's also other ways to go.
Well, the first jump is always spray paint everything.
It's the band-aid of our generation.
Need a black cat, but your cat is golden? Don't worry.
Spray paint.
Or just a fireplace at Judy's apartment.
Oh my god.
You'll get
god.
A black cat in no time.
Oh my god, poor Mia.
Don't poor Mia. She knew what she was getting into. She climbed into that fireplace. No one pushed her into god. It.
I'm... like genuinely excited to see my girl again. Like I'm ready.
I'm sure the TikTok universe is ready as well.
We just developed such a bond that I was like, you know what? Girl, same. Like, let's do this.
Too much. What did I put down for the second thing? Cause my iCloud signed me out.
You said new pillows with 2 question marks on there, like
perfect. Well, the thing is I was just wondering if maybe I should just look at some reviews online and order pillows versus going to the stores and like touching the pillows. Because it's not like I can even lay down on them and get a feel, so what's the point?
You can at least squish them.
So I am a pillow.
If you think about it, we're all pillows.
Some people are not.
I am a pillow.
I might actually be 2 pillows.
So lush.
So lush. You know what? I would actually like if people started referring to each other as pillows. Like a tall, lengthy lady could be a body pillow.
I am a body pillow. I got a lot of fluff. Trust me, I have been snuggled upon. Not just the men. Some of my girlfriends. We've watched a show and all of a sudden, I'm a pillow.
I'm a pillow. What's the one you put down?
Juno balm, cleansing balm from Amazon. I've been super obsessed with my, like, makeup removing routine. I have gotten those little scrunchies that I'm like, these are stupid. No one needs scrunchies. I was wrong. I got the microfiber scrunchies from Target. And the reusable makeup wipe rounds things from Elf from Target that are like $4 for like a pack of four or something like that or whatever. So great. Maybe I'm wrong on the price, but whatever. It's great. They're always sold out. And then the Juno balm cleansing stuff. It literally, I can take off my makeup like within 2 minutes. Like, it's super quick. And I love that. Like, just the whole process, like a minute and a half. It's super great. The balm smells amazing. It smells like lemons.
I do like a good lemon.
It smells so good. And then it melts my makeup off, and then I just take the little reusable pad, wipe my makeup off, and then I have the scrunchies. My biggest pet peeve is when you wash your face and then the water drips down to your elbow, and I'm like, stop descending. Like, stop it. The scrunchies. They hold the line. They're good soldiers. I have to say, really like them. But yeah, I'm enjoying my makeup routine. Other than that, not much to add to cart at this moment.
Not much to add to cart.
Not much. It's a small shopping spree. It's a fun time. But yes. I think that's all that we had for this week's episode.
It's true.
I think we have come to a close.
We have. It's the end of an era. And the night comes.
Yep. We are all, I think both Judy and I are turning into pumpkins. Thoroughly exhausted. Adulting fun.
I'm already a pumpkin. I'd rather be like a nice thin squash.
I'm just gonna say it. I'm a gourd. I'm a giant gourd.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous and oh my gourd. love a good gourd joke.
I know.
Thanks for joining us another episode. Keep listening to us on all of your favorite platforms on Apple, Podcast, Spotify. We're also on Breaker, Overcast,
and Anchor.
Anchor, of course, and Google Podcast. Mm-hmm. And you can catch us on Facebook. Love that for you. Or our Instagram. We love that for you. Share with your friends. Share with who you care. Share with the ones you love. Not children. Keep them away from us.
Share it with the people you from don't them. Love. They need to hear good things.
Yeah. Share us with whoever.
You have pass frenemies? That's fine.
Yeah, we'll take them.
Not physically, but yes.
No, not physically. No. They can listen to us too. But thanks for joining us. I appreciate you listening to us. We'll catch you on the next episode. All right. Bye.